Radio Show with your host, Lonnie Clark. We stand together and accept that we now live in a world transformed by Fukushima. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on UCY.TV Radio. We relentlessly engage every ear that listens. We expose and confront the complete lack of accountability for the nuclear industry. Consider social engineering programs who view our bodies, minds, and souls as assets on a balance sheet. We discuss vital current issues, interview activists, and engage our audience in an effort to allow all voices to be heard. The Age of Vision Radio Show creates a venue that all will choose. We encourage our listeners to reclaim their power and their courage to take action and save our planet from the ravages of greed and indifference. Our actions matter. Every voice matters. We remind our listeners that happiness is resistance. Love is greater than fear.
Good morning, UCY.TV radio listeners. This is Lonnie Clark with the Age of Vision radio show. Thank you for joining us. Today is April 24th, 2017. It's going fast. I think that's perspective. It's 8 o'clock in the morning here on the West Coast. I have today with us a YouTuber friend of mine. Her name is Weeping Willow 2 on YouTube. And that's W-H-E-E-P-I-N-G-W-I-L-L-O 2. On YouTube, and her name is Carol. So, hi, Carol. Welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us.
Well, hi, Lonnie, and thanks for having me back.
Well, you've been on with us. You ran for president. You were on with us when you ran for president. You live in Kentucky, and I applaud you for your valiant effort at, you know, bringing your ability to just show your Americanism and do it, however futile it was. But congratulations for that. But I wanted to get you on today because there are things happening in our country. I alluded to it last week when I was talking about this, but there's something going on that you've been reporting on. You were the first person to talk to me about it, and it's called Operation Gotham Shield. Why don't you explain exactly what that is for our listeners?
Well, Operation Gotham Shield has to do with the exercise which DOD, which is the Department of Defense, FEMA, also NORAD, our military, 50 ambulances, and it's all going to MetLife Stadium for an exercise for a possible terrorist attack of a 10-kiloton nuclear weapon to be detonated in New York there by Manhattan. Mm-hmm. And I mean, this was something
it's
else.
These exercise locations is on the NISA, NISA, National Institute for Security, I think, of America. That is Gotham Shield exercise locations, New York State, SEOC in Albany, DOE RAP 1 in Brookhaven, New York. Brookhaven, where they got that leaking facility. New York City, EOC, New York, New York. DOE headquarters, Washington, D.C. NRCC, Washington, D.C. and Trenton, New Jersey. So they are having, basically what they're doing is putting an overview. This is what it says. These are scenarios. Now, this was the training. This was weird. The date was, I guess the exercise date was, maybe this is an old one. It did say 2017. This is weird. Look at this. I pulled this up. Gotham Shield 2017, Northern Lights 2016. So they, remember last year when in October they had one similar to this, the same thing? Well, this is what this exercise date says. October 17th through the 20th, 2016. That says it's exercise date, but that's not when they did it. This is weird.
I'm not sure about that, Lonnie. I know.
Okay, well, go ahead. Tell us what you found out, and then let's talk about this, because that's a weird thing. I did not expect that. I pulled up the government website to see what they said. So why don't you tell us what you found out about it?
The U.S. Department of Energy, I've got my video up here right now with all the info. The Department of Energy is in on it. DOD, which is Department of Defense. The U.S. Domestic Nuclear Detection Office, the FBI, FEMA, NORTHCOM, and all these characters, you know, let me see, State of New Jersey Office of Emergency Management, State of New York Office of Emergency Management, and the City of New York Office of Emergency Management. And I think that's all as far as the list goes. But I had numerous links that went to a hospital, that went to FEMA, that went to various places. And I just went last night to recheck the links because one of my viewers said that they did not work. So I went to check it out, and sure enough, they did not work. And so I ended up, let's see, I copied what they said on Facebook. The hospital had actually put out a statement why they took down their site, or not the site, but the comment that about the thing. And I'm trying to find that. I didn't know I was going to get off into that. Here it is, right here, from Healthcare Association of New Jersey Healthcare. Okay, and it says, and it's dated April 20th at 10:49 a.m. Yesterday, we posted information for our members regarding an emergency exercise. Unfortunately, since that time, individuals not associated with our membership or profession have posted comments that are inappropriate for this Facebook page and could have the ability to impact the success of this exercise. We have therefore taken down the information and will be deleting any further inappropriate comments. Our apologies to our membership, other care providers, and those individuals and agencies who look to us to keep them informed about information affecting the long-term care profession. Long-term care profession, really? I mean, this just absolutely floored me. And usually, as you probably well know, Lonnie, every time FEMA shows up somewhere, something actually goes live. It becomes real. But for all of these links that I clicked on that I had beneath the video that had the story was, you know, they were working at the time. And, of course, I showed all the documents. I read every one of the documents from beginning to end on what it said. It also said that the information was not for public dissemination or information. And then here it is today, the 24th, the 25th, and 26th, that this is supposed to take place at 10 a.m. Now, from all the information I've gleaned for the last 2 weeks on this topic, and I had someone send me the first link that had information, and you could tell, and that might have been the one that you know, they said it was not to be disseminated, and they also said that whatever would be given to the public would be a watered-down, you know, explanation or whatever. Well, I called New York because I heard rumors of the Trump Tower being shut down during this time and that they were telling their people to evacuate. Everybody in New York, they were saying to evacuate. Now, I you know, didn't have, I don't know anyone in New York, so I called the Trump Tower myself. I talked to the cafe in Trump Tower. I talked to the bar area in the Trump Tower, and there was another number, but nobody ever answered it. But the other two, they hung up on me. They
did you
not
ask
even
them?
Talk.
Did you ask
yes,
them if they were instructed to
yes.
evacuate?
Yes.
Or did they just hung up.
They just hung up. The one just hung up. The second one, she lingered around on the phone for a while, but she didn't say anything. I said, other than we can't talk about things like that or something. I forget exactly how she said it, but it was like she was gagged. You know, that's the feeling that I got from it. So I turned around and I called back and I thought, I thought I was recording and I absolutely was not. And I hit the daggone thing and turned it off or whatever. But the conversation with me and the registration, because I wanted to know whether they would even book anybody in the Trump Tower. And all I can do, you know, my viewers know that I'm honest and upfront and don't hold any bars just to tell the truth. So for whatever it's worth, you know, I did talk to the you know, reservation department at Trump Tower, and she was going to book me. And so I thought, well, you know, whatever, it would be on a credit card, so they would likely take you money, and then if it wasn't there on Monday, you know, oh well. So, but, and then I got into asking her about it. I said, well, a girlfriend of mine told me I shouldn't go to New York because there was something about Gotham Shield, you know. She says, what is that? Or something along that line, you know. And I said, well, it's supposed to be some kind of exercise up there that's going on, and a detonation of a nuclear device and all this. And she says, I don't know anything about that. So I ended up, when I got off the phone with her, I ended up calling, let me see, I got the notes here. I called CBS or NBC. Let me look here. I'm pretty sure it was CBS that
okay.
I called. I'm
we'll
sorry.
We'll go
I
with
can't
it. I mean, it's
right
mainstream
off.
Media. It doesn't really matter. I call them all.
Yeah,
did you
right.
talk to
but
anybody?
They knew about it. They knew about it. They knew about Gotham Shield.
Yeah, well, did you hear this
but
report?
But he didn't know anything about Trump Tower.
Did you hear the report about that radio station in New Jersey? There was a clip of some announcement that said Trump will go 26th.
No, what's that
on the
mean? Trump will go
well, that's,
20.
Well, you know, it's the this got this was
oh,
in connection.
The 26th of April?
Yes, that's and what they're trying. They're saying that this is they're having this creepy thing. Like some people are saying that that's related to this, and it's actually you can hear them saying it. It's part of a message that came out. But what they're trying to say now, there's doing some, you know, spin about that's not real, blah, blah, blah.
Well, something else that I found out, I went to check out the bridges in New York.
You could go to YouTube. It's reported on YouTube on a lot of several. I mean, if it popped up on Google and it's reported on YouTube, and it turns out, like, there is actually, it did actually clearly say that, or purportedly. I haven't heard it myself, but... You and I didn't have a minute to chat. We had some technical problems before we got on the air, but I wanted to bring this to you because this was something when we really confirmed that this is what you wanted to talk about, because this actually might, I have been telling, not to be a naysayer, it just makes logical sense. We have nuclear facilities on the East Coast. We have a huge, entire, seriously bad nuclear contaminated major city on this planet called New York City, sitting right next to a dilapidated, about to blow apart. Imagine, Indian Point is a complete disaster. Over
yes,
220
that New York reporter, he knew it.
Yes.
I brought that up to him. And because I was figuring, you know, they could be using that as a, you know,
excuse, hello,
issue with this Gotham.
Right. Who knows what they're going to attempt to cover up with this one. And so, and the reality is they did it to us on 9/11. They've done it at several, I mean, all of us remember Cowboy Hat Man sitting up in the chair with his amputated legs going, yeah, I survived. Hello?
Yeah.
If anybody thinks that was real, give me a break.
Yeah.
That was when I knew it was fake. There was, and that same guy, I mean, he's been in several of these so-called emergencies. Like, they got to get new actors. That's the bitch about this stuff. It costs a lot of money.
Well, he did so well. What are you talking about,
exactly.
Lonnie?
Exactly. I know.
Yeah, they don't want to get
so
rid
well.
Of good.
It's true.
But I wanted to make note, the George Washington Bridge is supposed to be shut down at night from 10 p.m. till wee hours of the morning, somewhere around 5 or 4 or something like that, for all days. That this,
25, 26. That means today.
And
starting
I think
tonight,
even
right?
the 28th. And as you know, I do the RSOE report that has a lot of world news, earthquakes, volcanoes. Mm-hmm. And I've seen something that really struck me odd because I've been doing that report for years now. And they have 11 objects coming in from outer space today. Now, where they're going or where they're landing, they didn't give any coordinates.
What are
but,
they?
But I found,
they are?
I don't know. I'm speculating. Of course, any of us can assume, presume, whatever you like. But for that many to come in, I mean, I've seen 5 and I've seen 6, but 11 in one day, possibly. They're going to be used. I mean, I don't know. I'm just hypothesizing here. What if they are coming into the United States and it's something more than what what NASA's reporting? Because we know NASA and NOAA, they're nothing but liars anyway about everything. So, you know.
Yeah.
You know, they took over doing the incoming objects on RSOE 2 weeks ago, I think it's been. And that absolutely shocked me that another entity is now up on board on RSOE's reporting. And it's NASA now on their channel. And I'm thinking, that sounds something ain't right there, you know?
Huh.
And, but 11 objects, and they added one since I did the first report. You know, it was 10. Now there's 11. So is that going to be mingled in with all this other stuff? Now, it's already past, you know, the time that this is supposed to have taken place in New York. And I do not believe that it was going to be at 10 o'clock a.m., because those bridges were going to be shut down at 10 tonight. Okay? Everybody be in their apartments and their homes and all this kind of stuff tonight. And few would see it or hear it. You know what I mean?
Or know who's coming in. Just like, I mean, they're really, this is the thing. It's not like we haven't, I don't think that this is that far off. Do you know what I'm saying? To say.
Yeah, whether it's today or tomorrow, I mean, it's going to happen. And Trump Tower told me, when I asked her about them vacating Trump Tower, she, you know, was adamant that she didn't know anything about that. She kind of chuckled and she said, you know, Trump Tower has 19 floors above where we're at, that are apartment complexes, and people live here. It's not just,
including Trump, including all of Trump's dirty dealings, all of his information. Bye-bye. I mean, I still think he's a CIA plant. I'm going to tell you, I have felt this for a long time.
Well, the father gave me before he was elected, the father gave me a dream, and he gave me one word, distraction. He made sure I remembered that, because everything to do with Trump is a distraction to what is actually going to occur. So I've been waiting for the other shoe to drop. You know, I'm not for any politician. I can't stand them. I think they're all snakes in the grass. And, you know, the lobbyists that buy their votes and every daggone thing else. It's like, you know, and he spoke that they was going to get rid of all the lobbyists. Really? Well, I read the other day in some report that they was up there doing something. Well, what happened to that?
Look, you know how egregious it is? People at Mar-a-Lago, I mean, let's not to get sidetracked on Trump, but people go to Mar-a-Lago, their minimum fee to be there is $200,000 a year. So they haven't told us what the maximum fee is, but people are getting access to the President of the United States, going golfing, having chit-chats. He's attempting to conduct the United States government as if it's a corporation, and he's effectively doing so because Congress believes that's the right way to do it. I mean, in my view, they're veering very far off of the Constitution. These people call themselves conservatives. Well, no, it is not. Our Constitution did not set us up as...
Look up in Black's Law, Fifth Edition Dictionary, the United States of America, and it'll tell you right there in print, it's a corporation.
They incorporated. That doesn't mean it was meant to be.
No, it doesn't say incorporate. It says a corporation. It is a business.
No, we have a preamble to the Constitution that says...
Honey, it doesn't matter about that or the Constitution or, you know, the Constitution wasn't written for the people. It was written for the government to keep them from infringing on our rights. And as you know, I've been in law for a long time. And the thing is, the Constitution was written to keep them from infringing on our rights of common law. And the Constitution does, in fact, recognize common law. Common law is Father in Heaven's law, scriptural law. And they daggone well know it. They have to abide by it. And he also, Father says, do not swear an oath to any man. And what do they do? Every daggone one of them put their hand on his word and swears an oath to the Constitution and to uphold it. Now, when they do that, they are bound by it, and they can be prosecuted for it if they don't uphold it. That makes them Class D felons. And under the law 5 U.S.C. 1711, any of them, to include the president, can be ousted from office. But the issue there is, who's got the gonads to do it? You know, usurp that Constitution while you're in office. I don't give a dead blame if you're the sheriff, if you're the clerk of the court, a judge, an attorney, any of them. You have then put yourself, you have lost your immunity to prosecution, and you are thereby the ability of an individual out here can sue them in their individual capacity. I know this because I did this. All right, in a federal court of law. But because all these attorneys, and I didn't know, you know, so much about the judges, I knew, well, I did and I didn't. I was in the wrong court. I sued them in what I thought was an Article III court. All I did was jump from the fire, the skillet, rather, into the fire, because that son of a gun was a card-carrying member of the mafia group called the BAR, which is the British Accredited Registry. Those folks are taught to nothing but lie, twist the truth, and cause a case to be lengthened so that it makes them money. hand over fist. They don't give a jack shit about you, and pardon my French. But, yeah, they don't care about you. It's all about the game for them. Harvard, Princeton, Yale, all these schools are the fine art of teaching them how to lie and turn the truth inside out, upside down, just to monkey around and make it. And get this. Years ago, when I was sort of friends with an attorney, many years ago, before I knew anything of what I know now, she lent me her law books. And because I was going through a divorce and I couldn't afford an attorney. So she lent me a couple of her big law books. And I brought them home and I read them. And so the thing was that when I got to the back, when I picked one of the books up, it fell open, and you ain't gonna believe what comes falling out. These people hire a daggone jack in the box. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. I'm listening. Carol? Hello? Carol, are you there? Did you drop off? Lord. Well, I'm hoping that Carol can pick up her phone. Okay, so look.
I'm sorry. I'm here.
Okay,
the
good.
The phone rang, and I thought we were disconnected. It showed a number, and I thought it was you. So I'm sorry about that.
All right.
I apologize to your listeners. Where did I leave off?
You were talking about just read the law book, but I have something I want to share with you, so I'll let you finish your story.
Okay, well, they are literally a mafia, okay?
Well, they are now, but I think it's up to us. I mean, I think it's imperative that we take it back. I think it's time for us.
It's beyond time.
We have let them destroyed. Look what it says about the president. The president shall at stated times receive for his services a compensation, which shall neither be increased or diminished during the period for which he shall have been elected, and shall not receive within that period any other emolument from the United States or any of them. Like, he is not allowed to make money off of the government while he's in office, which he is doing every single day right now.
Yeah, I can't help but wonder whether or not, because he said he was not going to take a paycheck. So the question is, and the proof is there somewhere, is he or isn't he? If he isn't, now I see a design here by him that, well, if
paycheck.
I don't accept a paycheck, then I'm not bound by anything.
No, that is not an option. He is not allowed. He can take a paycheck or not. He is not allowed. It is actually against the law for him to be taking money from foreigners, which he is doing every day. Not only that, he is charging the United States government for the meals that he serves people who come to visit him at the White House. At Mar-a-Lago.
Well,
he charges
a political dinner.
No, listen, the United States government has chefs. We have people. We have a staff of people that follow the president to cook for dignitaries. It's our tax dollars. He is not entitled to charge us his costs for his restaurant, his chefs. It is illegal. That's an illegal activity. And for Congress to just keep ignoring it, to me, it's as bad as when Bush just stole outright the election, when they just gave us all the finger. It's worse than
Bush. Well, I don't know
Bush.
About what you're talking about, but if that is in fact going on, then people need to start
that
contacting
is in fact what's
their
going
congressmen,
on. There's
senators,
a lot of people,
state representatives.
They're suing him. Carol, they are suing him about this. But let's get back to what
really?
We first talked about. Yes, I really want. Yes, they are suing him, and it's we are living in a strange time where you can choose people. It's very easy to not hear about what's going on at the government level because they've been so demonized. People just turn off. But we have our country's falling apart because of these people. This is not an option. It is really, you think it can't get as bad as Venezuela? Yes, it can. Venezuela used to be pretty nice. But I want to get back to these so many objects. Boy, are you right about that? There's a bunch of objects. I went to the RSOE site when we first started talking about this action.
Yeah, and for the years that I've reported off that channel or that site, I have never seen that many. Never.
The date of the most that are going to, they got reported on today, but they're going to be here. There's like a lot of them due on April 29th, a lot. A lot. Which would make
I have
sense, doesn't it? Does make
29.
sense to me. If we're talking about the 26th, if Trump is going to like go with it on the 26th, I mean, let's just watch what Ivanka Trump does. If she's out of New York on the 26th, people ought to pack their bags. Because I don't think he'd kill his kid. I mean,
But
I
they
don't
were
know.
supposed to detonate that this morning at 10 o'clock.
Well, they didn't
And I've
detonate
got a
it.
camera that's on New York.
Well, it's supposed to be a simulated detonation. They're not going to really detonate it, right?
Four of them is what I heard is going to be used. Two of them are benign, but two of them, counting the 10 kiloton, and another one is supposed to hit the
Yeah, but
United
I
States
don't look.
Canadian border.
They're
They're
saying
supposed
that.
to be real.
Well, this is
That's
the
what the word
exercise.
is.
This thing that I am reading from the Daily Mail in New York, and it was written on what date? April 21st. It says that the date inside of here says the exercise Operation Gotham Shield, improvised nuclear detonation incident. They even have it named INDI, Indy. Oh, demonizing the Indies. Okay, Indy. They're going to call it Indy. That's what we're going to see. April 26th. This is a reminder that on April 26, 2017, HCANJ and LANJ will be participating in Operation Gotham Shield in conjunction with our NJSEF 8 partners, including New Jersey Department of Health. PHILEP, I don't know what that is.
Right.
New Jersey Medical Services, a whole laundry list of just, what do they call that? Alphabet agencies, right?
Alphabet soup.
Yeah, they're called alphabet agencies, I think. But this is what that 12-mile
Well,
radius following.
Connecticut, hold on. Connecticut was added to the mix yesterday.
Well,
It
I
wasn't
think that
in the
they're not.
writing of the
From what I
report,
have
but it
read,
was
since you told
there
me
in
about
the
it,
title.
I don't think they're actually going to detonate a bomb. This is their plan. This is their supposed plan. That they're going to have all these people, like they did, you know how the Boston bomber, how they, oh, mysteriously had all these officers in the right place at the right time because they were on an exercise and nobody knew about it. That's why there was police officers on roofs and things like that. Didn't you know about that? They were doing the same
Yeah, I
thing.
heard about
So,
it.
like with this, like they're not going to detonate the bomb, but they're going to have all their forces out, fully dressed to go, like they did on 9/11, so that
I don't know. I don't. I
I
don't
think what's
agree
going to
with you,
happen
Lonnie.
is.
We see things in a different light.
But I mean, Carol, I don't doubt that they're not going to do something. What I'm saying is, I don't think they're going to detonate a fake bomb. I think they're going to pretend a fake bomb went off, have everybody in place, and then a bomb's going to go off, and everybody's going to be all confused, like they were at the Boston bombers. Like, oh, this must be part of the fake that we didn't know about, like they did at
Oh
9/11.
yeah, do a dummy duck, you know,
Yeah. Is
a
that what that's
duck
called?
decoy.
Yeah, and then everybody will go, oh, they must not have told us that we were going to go live. It must not be that important or something. You know what I mean? Like this is how they operate. This is their game plan. They're sticking with it because it's working. Like the few of us that pay
Yeah,
attention
but
and
hold
realize
on.
it.
If they do the 10 kiloton, they're gonna know that's real.
That is true. They won't
Okay.
even be there to know it's not real because they'll be gone.
That's right, because that's
It's
bigger
like
than
goodbye.
Hiroshima and Nagasaki, you know?
Yeah. Well, if they do anything, they're going to be gone because they have Indian Point. It doesn't matter. Like Indian Point and where they're going to go at Brookhaven, it's going to go to Brookhaven. They're blowing up all the nuclear mess, all the lies, all the secrets, just like they did at Building 7 in New York City. First, they got rid of that, and then people wouldn't shut up about it. That's what's happened, is people didn't fall in line after 9/11. So now they're having
to
up
the ante. Well, I'm curious to know whether it goes off or not, whether or not they're going to use Indian Point as the base of having the exposure of radiological contamination. Because, as you know, I've covered nuclear stuff as well. And Indian Point, I had called 15 or 17 congressmen to beg and plead them to do an emergency congressional hearing when I read the report about 277 two-inch stainless steel bolts that went missing in the number two reactor. Number three reactor is a twin built exactly the same as number two, and they're not going to check it until 2018, 2019, somewhere around there. So, you know, they got it. The Friends of the Earth organization got it shut down, was successfully holding them at bay when they had a problem, and they wouldn't let them fire it back up. And then, of course, the summer was coming on. This was last year. Summer was coming on. And lo and behold, you know, they had a stay with the court and all this. But then, you know, they had to get that revenue of those air conditioners firing up, you know. So they went ahead and restarted this thing. And it is still in a serious situation. It can blow up at any daggone time because if just one of those bolt gets wedged between the jet stream of the water that cools those reactor rods. I mean, this is them saying it, not me. This was in the report. It will definitely blow up. Now, Governor Cuomo, he has sat on his ass, all right, and not done a daggone thing to get it down. Now, they could have hooked into a nuclear power plant in Canada and got the same amount of electricity and everything from them, and then to decommission Indian Point. But they haven't done that. They haven't done that for a daggone reason. Now, you have two plants that are sister plants right there, and it's like 26 miles or 30 miles, no more, from New York, which has a population of 20 million people. They would not have an hour to vacate and evacuate from there, and the roads would be gridlocked, you know, because there's only a couple of roads that leads out. So is this all tied into Indian Point? Are they going to let it blow up? Are they going to shut the water off to it to cause it? I mean, you know, the powers that be have to absolutely create some kind of false flag. The dollar is tanking. They already had the money, the new world global money, and it's been sitting in the banks across this country for years. They have to do something because the people are waking up to their nefarious deeds against us. People are seeing it, people are talking, people are reporting it. So, you know, but they will shut down the net, and they're working hard at it right now.
Well,
they're
the 26th is Wednesday.
The
26th is Wednesday.
Yeah, I know.
So,
you know,
we'll find out. We'll find out. I mean, this is the deal. It may or may not happen, but this is, I mean, imagine just the fact that we even have this conversation in the United States of America. To me, this is the degradation of our government. Like, for what we thought we had, your dad was a military man, right?
Yes, he was a command sergeant major.
So obviously you grew up believing like that our government was honorable and a good thing.
Yes.
So when for you did you begin to realize that something, because I've heard a lot of numbers, people going way back, you know, how far back do you think it got tragic?
Me, probably about 17, 18 years ago.
Around what, like 2000?
And then when I got my first computer, that was an eye opener. And every day I'm on that computer. Every day from early morning till late at night, which actually the next morning. Okay? Let's get real. I've got seven or almost 8,000 videos in 3 years. And I went from 21,000 views on my channel, which I just did workers' comp back then, and putting up what they're doing to me and, you know, putting my life out there in the world. And then I had 244 subscribers. And as of today, I've got, it's a phenomenal amount. I've got close in on 3 million people in 3 years
that have watched your
videos. And 8,000 subscribers in 3 years. So, you know, it's not nothing or anything to sneeze at. I have 510,565 on my Weeping Willow 2 for you. And to go there, which is where I'm uploading my news right now, at the moment, because I got a strike for telling the truth on Weeping Willow 2. And as Lonnie had spelled that out, you know, and it has a numerical number 2. So I had to create a backup channel as a result of YouTube slamming me and cutting me down to 15-minute newscasts or reporting. And I can't operate that way because some of my videos are longer than that. But most of them aren't. But some are. It depends on what the topic is and how much knowledge I'm able to glean through the world news. And so I ended up, you know, with this one with 510,000. But this one is Weeping, W-H. I had to put the H in there. I know how to spell Weeping, but I had to put the H in there or I couldn't have gotten the name. But it's W-H-E-E-P-I-N-G, and then there's a space, because YouTube did this to me. It wasn't the way I wrote it. Willow 2, and then space, 4, and a capital U. So, you know, it's, you know, they're
It'll
doing anything
up.
And everything they can. You can't type it in. If you don't type it in exactly, you will not find me on that channel. And I have 2,121,524 on the other channel. And I have 5,811 subs. So it shows when I go to my analytical thing and channel, it shows me that I have more subs than that. But I added them up the other day, ironically, and I've got 8,000 between the two channels. So, you know.
But well, I'll be curious to see if this actually goes. You know, let's hope that we are, you know, being hysterical. You know, I hope that we're incorrect. I'll be really frank with you. This is not the kind of thing I'd like to be right on, you know, about this thing going on. This is not the kind
now,
of thing that
I
you want to
I
be
will
right
go
on.
One step further.
It's just definitely not the kind of thing you want to be right about.
Oh, no. But I will go one step further. As I have seen and gleaned so much information, a massive amount of information in the last week and a half, 2 weeks, whatever it's been, that all this stuff to do with Korea, Russia, China, and the impending war that Trump is adamant that he wants, you know, shoot him up, bang, bang, you know, with him being hooked into Raytheon, it's going to make him a hefty sum of money. You know, he's already a billionaire, who knows how many times over. But, you know, with Pyongyang, you know, and their test missiles and all this stuff,
a
while, China was saying, let the United States take care of it. But then yesterday, or day before, whenever I did that report, China has withdrawn and said, you're not going to attack North Korea. Well, who in the hell would have ever thought they would have to begin with, being how they are a communist nation, as is China, Russia, all three of them. So, you know, I did a report that they had 150,000.
I don't believe that the Russian believes it's a communist state anymore. I don't believe they
define
themselves.
You don't believe Russia is a communistic country?
No, they've had a they had an internal. I mean, I'm just telling you, politically speaking. I mean, it is a totalitarian state, but I don't think they consider themselves communists anymore.
No, I don't know. I don't delve into that. You know me.
They are
politics.
Totalitarian. You know, like
yeah.
And Putin just seems to be miraculously. He keeps getting reelected year after year after year. So.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
The same thing, different
well,
name.
Kind of like did, you know?
Yeah.
But I think, I mean, there was the rumor that there was a nuclear sub, going around on our west coast, and a lot of military was flying up and down the coast trying to find it. Then they put out the story saying it was a North Korean sub, that it was a nuclear sub. Somebody sent me some information stating and asking me, do you know how they got those subs? And of course, I didn't. And these subs that they have actually came, according to this individual, I don't know any of this firsthand, but they were pretty detailed in their information to me. And they said that Africa at one time had subs or had nuclear power. And they were wanting to get rid of the subs that they had. Well, they went a-missing on their route to where they're supposed to go to be decommissioned or whatever. And they land in the hands of North Korea. Now, it is then said that on our west coast, they've got a nuclear sub prowling around over there. So our military's up in the air, out in the ocean and all this. Well, I don't know. I would think it would take a submarine to go find a submarine, but I don't know. What with the technology today where they can beam the ground or the water and find something, you know, I don't have a clue.
Yeah, that is what they do, actually. It's like laser. Like they can give a laser imprint of the ground, of the ocean, so that's probably what they
do. Yeah, I would think so. I mean, they got the one of those GPS things, those fishing things. I don't know if that's what they're called, but
I really think that this whole thing, again, I also think that Kim Jong-un is a CIA asset. He comes around every time they need him to stir up the trouble. And then miraculously, we never do anything about him. I mean, they've never declared peace in between North Korea, South Korea. The issue is not resolved. Like, how convenient. The guy was educated in the West, grew up a spoiled rich brat. Now he's the convenient little psychotic little leader. I mean, it's to me.
That's what they're saying about him. That's more propaganda indoctrination by our freaking mainstream media.
Well, he probably is.
I mean,
he
look
called
at
his
it from
brother.
This standpoint. What if, you know, he, I mean, it's clear he wants to have nuclear power. Who in the hell is the United States, Russia, or China, or, well, of course, they don't want him to have it. Why is that? Why is that? Why in the hell? You know, I look at it like this. Everybody, if anybody's going to have those vile missiles, everybody ought to have them. Take care of your own ass, you know.
Well, this is the idea behind
get your own
saying
army
no.
Up and military.
To be honest, the United States military has not been ethical, really, ever. It's never, it doesn't honor many treaties.
I don't care what nation, it doesn't matter whether it's the United States or whomever. Russia's not, China's not. I mean, these assholes that run these countries, they freaking screw over the individual, the people, the population, humanity. They are play acting. It's all for the movie screen. Bullshit. Story that they propagate out here toward us.
Well, this is
and
the thing. Their games harm us.
It isn't those assholes.
Right. We're assets. We literally are assets on their balance sheets.
Betcha. We're the cattle, man.
How many they can lose. And this is the weird part about us having this, like, feeling about that maybe this. I mean, we don't know if this operation, whatever it is, Gotham Shield, like, you know, it's just the whole thing, just the name. It's all just like, remember when that whole thing with the Joker, you notice it when they killed that guy that that actor that played the Joker, he died, and then they had that guy that supposedly, I think that was also,
Heath Ledger. Heath Ledger.
yes, Heath Ledger, that's right. But
Yeah,
all of
yeah.
this is all such a weird little game. It's like it feeds in the way all these things sort of tie in. If anybody has, it's like an ability to have a connected thought, you actually can't help but see the pattern. It's like it's
Yeah,
so,
I
oh,
know. It's like a
it's.
skit being played out.
I mean, I could see Karl Rove in his little 1940 hat sitting at the computer writing out the stories. I mean, I swear to God, giving the orders. I mean, they need new writers, you know? This is just. But I have to say, this thing about having the nine, I mean, on 2 days after the 26th, there are expected to be a lot of objects heading our way. And
Yeah,
they aren't, they don't seem
well,
to
today
be.
too. But there's something I want to make a point about on one of the reports that I did report on. It showed the death count that was going to occur as a result of this detonation. Why is my question? Why, if this is just an exercise, would they, calculate the deaths? They have 50 ambulances up here at MetLife Stadium. 50 for a drill? Are you kidding me? I mean, you can play act if the daggone things are there. I can't see them physically spending the money on having that much equipment there if it isn't going to go down. I just can't see it.
Yeah, but why would they put their assets right in the heart of all of that? Because it's all going to go away.
You lost me. What do you mean, put it there?
Well, you're saying that they're moving real assets in, right? Like trucks and all this stuff.
Yeah.
But right there,
But
if
they're
anything.
protected in a sense by being in that daggone stadium. You see, you got some high walls at that place protecting them from the initial blast.
The
I
fallout,
don't know, man.
even.
I just see it as a red herring.
Okay.
I see a lot playing out. I see, Kim Jong-un being a party to it, being used as a patsy for what's going to happen with a possible nuke sub off the West Coast hitting into the United States. I mean, because it could be evident by all the scenarios they've played that Kim Jong-un does not have the technology to get an intercontinental ballistic missile to hit the shores of America or anywhere else in the country. But it can hit, supposedly, Hawaii. They have already threatened Hawaii, and they have, as of yesterday, the day before, threatened Australia because Australia is on board with the United States. So, and they can strike Seoul, Korea, which I forget how many millions of people they have there, 15, 20, I don't know. And then Japan. Now, isn't that ironic? Japan? I mean, what with the situation, if they have one more 7.0 is what the experts, and I can't stand, there are no experts in this world. I don't get it. They might have more under their belt, but they're not an expert. An expert would be somebody that knows everything, and nobody knows everything. So here we have Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant and its sister plant, Daini. I call it Danai. But they just had an earthquake there yesterday that affected literally three nuclear power plants. I forget the third one because I'd never heard of it, but Daini and Daiichi were both in the proximity of ground zero of this 4-point-something. It was on the high end of the 4-point-something. Well, here you've got, and they've been having them because I've been catching them on the live camera that I have access to, that I go in and check it out and everything, just about every day. And I see a volatile situation there. So, what, Kim Jong-un fires a missile into Fukushima or any of the other freaking power plants over there. We have pandemonium. We have deaths.
Well, I'll tell you what, Carol, if what you were suggesting, if, you know, I'm not saying that it's going to happen. I'm just saying it looks kind of suspicious because we've seen this game before play out. That happens,
but this is on a massive scale.
This means that on Wednesday, this whole scenario is going to be, you know, I won't even be on the air because the grid will be down. That's the reality.
That's right.
This whole grid is, life will change immediately because we're not talking about doing so. It's just, if you're harming New York City in any way, you're harming the grid. The grid will go out for at least half of America.
It'll affect the world because New York is everything, financial-wise, and everything's gone through New York at the New York Stock Exchange.
So let's hope that we're off base here and so this just goes off without a hitch and they play their little army games and it's enough to scare North Korea
exactly.
into like not being
exactly.
stupid. I mean,
I don't think we're going to be so lucky.
Well, you know what's weird is on the 29th, there's going to be 16 flying objects coming into our space past us. There's 16.
I just have a sense that it's coming.
Well, something's coming.
This is a massive undertaking, girlfriend. This is a massive undertaking. This is bigger than the 911 thing with the people that are involved in this one. This is unbelievable. To me, it is a shocking, in-your-face, very real reality that can unfold here. And I believe, you know, the World War III scenario with Trump just adamantly saying that let Kim Jong-un fire one more test missile and we will strike.
Yeah, I think if he does anything to harm anybody, it's over for him. But I think he knows that. Don't you think he knows that? Hey, so guess what?
Who, Kim Jong-un?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think the son of a gun is absolutely crazy, or he's so fearful because of his mouth, and he's wanting to saber rattle. And because now he's already spoke, in order to leave or save face, he's playing along with the game and saying he's the tough boy, you know, on the block, and he's going to whip everybody's ass, you know?
Well,
he's going to drop a bomb on Australia, Japan, South Korea, Hawaii.
Well, let's hope he doesn't do any of that. Like, let's just, you know, pray for peace. That's the thing. Prepare for the worst and hope for the best. That's it.
Yeah.
Prepare for the worst, hope for the best. Well, look, Carol, we're at the end of our hour. I appreciate you coming on and talking so frankly about this. I know that people think we sound like conspiracy theorists, but, you know, it's hard not to see patterns, and I just did have to talk about it. I felt really compelled. So I appreciate you coming on.
Can I say one last thing?
Sure. We have 30 seconds.
People, whether this goes down or it doesn't, you need to get you some water, some first aid supplies, your medicines, some extra cans of food
something. Get prepared, you guys. Put your courage feet on.
Get ready.
And take care. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Okay. Thanks, Lonnie.
Sure. Thanks, Carol.